Hello, GWA. It's been a while. It's been a long ass while. Sorry. That's partly been work, and partly been because I am, like, really, really bad about procrastinating. So yeah. I apologize for that. Anyways, a while back, I got a message asking if I would take the penis preference test. And I had agreed to and been totally spaced on doing it. Seems to be a thing. Sorry. My television seems to like doing emergency weather alert tests, like, at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why. Probably because no one's usually up at this hour, so they're like, fuck it, we'll test the system. So, yeah. So, yeah, sorry about that. Anyways, so, penis preference test. Let's talk about cocks. Yeah! Dicks. Yeah, dicks! Anyways. Alright, so question one. It's like a guy standing in a bathroom. He's like, got his shirt lifted up a little, and, you know, got his dick out through his zipper and his jeans. And then he, like, has them buttoned. Why do guys do that? Like, I mean, that can't be comfy. I mean, wouldn't that scrape? Anyways. So, I think this dick is huge, big, normal, small, or tiny. It looks average size, but it's more on the small end of the spectrum. So I think I'm going to go with small. Alright, next is, just a picture of a dude holding a very thick and very veiny thing. And, sorry, I hate to sound like a size queen, but I do like him thick, so. Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, he's sort of just grasping it and just holding it vertical. And, yeah, it is a nice looking one. And it says, this dick would rock my world, make me hurt, be just right, be just okay, or be not enough. You know what? I'm gonna go with that would be just right, like Goldilocks. Goldilocks and the Three Dicks. Hey, that's pretty awesome. Someone should do that. Goldilocks and the Three Dicks. Hop to it. Let's see. Next one is this girl who's sort of just, obviously it's a guy holding his dick. He's just sort of like holding it with his thumb. It's kind of long and thin. Then there's like a girl kneeling on the floor. Like with her mouth open. So. Sorry, tired. Let's see. Hi, puppy. Anyways, let's see. In terms of length, how long do you think this dick is? Super long, but 12 inches? No. Very long, about 10 inches? No. Long, about 8 inches? Maybe. Above average, about 7, 7.5? I don't know. Average, about 6, 6.5? A little bigger than that. Below average. It's definitely not below average. I would say it's between 7 and 8. So I'm going to go with 7, 7.5. Let's see. Next one is a guy getting a blowjob and the girl's kind of... Well, actually she's laying on her stomach and holding it up, but... Excuse me. But, yeah. Let's see. In terms of girth, how thick do you think this dick is? Really thick, at least 6 inches around. Come on now. That's like, my wrist is 6 inches around. It's, well. Around about. Round about. I have kind of small wrists. Anyways. Somewhat thick, about 5.5, 5.75 inches. Average or not thick enough? I'd say kind of thick. It's above average. Right, next is a little itsy bitsy thing. Aww. It's so cute. It's an itsy bitsy penis and it's so cute. I want to like hug it and like put a little hat on it. Call it Mr. Dickwee, I think. Let's see, this guy's dick is normal sized, undersized, very undersized, the smallest dick I've ever seen. I'm not gonna say it's the smallest, but it is very small. Let's see. Well, the picture to this one is just completely irrelevant. When referring to the penis in a sexual way, I prefer to use the word cock, dick, penis, or other. Okay. Here's the thing. Penis is great as, like, describing, like, the organ itself. That works pretty well. You know? Because if you're just saying, like, oh, it's a penis. Like, it's great as a descriptor. But it's not sexual. Dick? no. Because I think of, like, Dick Van Dyke or Robin. You know, Dick Grayson. Something like that. But mostly Dick Van Dyke. Other, like what? General, two colonels, wedding tackle, meat and two veg, shit like that. I think of, like, Austin Powers for, like, all those other random ass things. I don't know why, but, like, they just seem like shit he'd say. Like I said, like, the examples I gave, like, wedding tackle, meat and two veg, twig and berries, giggle stick. But overall, I go with cock. I do. Like, it's, I don't know, cock is just, like, it's short, sweet, and it's to the point. It's kind of like when you're talking about girls and you, like, I prefer to use the term cunt. It's short, it's, I don't know if it's sweet, but cunt is short and to the point. And it just has that factor of just, when you say it, it's, you know, it's filthy, but at the same time, you know exactly what you're talking about. And it's the same thing with cock. Like, well, for the most part, like with cock, it depends on context, but yeah, I go with cock. Let's see, what is next here? Oh my god. Okay, so again, picture of a guy sitting down, and oh my god, he's got, like, giant thing. And he's not clipped either, yay! And it's got, like, a bunch of veins. And it's thick, yay! Thick and veiny, I love it. Anyways, relating to the question. In terms of veins and vascularity, this dick is super veiny, and I love that. Veiny, and I kind of like it. I don't care about veins much. Whatever is fine. Or too veiny, I don't like it. put much thought into veins. I do like veins on dicks. I really do. Because and a lot of that actually goes to my phlebotomy training. Thanks, college. Because, yeah, y'all can thank college for that, because I took phlebotomy lessons, and so now I'm, like, obsessed with veins, and it's sort of become, like, I don't know if you'd call it a kink or a fetish or what, but I love the sight of veins. They just, they make me a happy girl, and I just like running my fingers on them and pressing down on them and giving them a lick or so, if I'm allowed. But it's, I don't know if this is super veiny, it's regular veiny, but I love it. So yeah. Next one is the complete opposite. It's just like a stick. Basically, it looks like a fucking breadstick. Literally. So it's saying, in terms of smoothness and lack of veins, this dick is super smooth with no veins, and I love that. Smooth, I kind of like that. I don't care about smoothness, whatever is fine. Or not enough veins, don't really prefer it. I'm gonna go with the last one, because I do like the veins. Another thing is that those veins can hit nerve endings. Or at least that's my thought. Like, because the cunt is full of nerve endings. And if you have more stuff that can, you know, go up against those, like, when you're going in and out, that sends the perfect shivers up and down, and it's fucking awesome. Alright. Next one is a guy laying back, and he sort of got it, you know, outside of his undies and all that good stuff. And it says, I think this dick is big, slightly bigger than average, average or less than average. You know, it looks a little bit above average, so I'm gonna go with that. It's slightly bigger than average. Let's see, this next one is about curvature. Let's see, so it's asking about curves, you know, because some guys' dicks curve. So, yeah. And I mean, I'm not fussy about curvature. Well, sort of. I've talked to the guy once who had one that, like, curved downwards, and that was kind of, it felt weird. So in terms of curve, I like straight, no curve, either to the left or right, dramatic upward curve, slight upward curve, dramatic downward curve, or slight downward curve. Not a slight upward curve. I mean, because honestly, that's just something I've never really thought about. Next one's about color. And now I'm going to sound like oh no, this one's just designed to make you sound like a horrible fucking person. And it's got three examples there. It's got one that's, it's got a dick that's incredibly pale, one that's sort of, you know, regular flesh tone, or at least flesh tone for a white person. And then it's got one of a black guy's dick. Like I said, I think this one was designed to make you sound like a horrible person. But, yeah, so in terms of color, I like pink, tan, dark black, or not sure. I don't like pink. Okay, the cunt is pink. Or brown, whatever you prefer. But, there are other things in the body that are pink. Your penis should not be pink. That's a little bit, I don't know if I should be worried if your penis is pink. So, yeah. My thing just crashed on me. Uh-oh. never mind. Hang on here 1 second. Had minor technical difficulty. Very, very minor. Very minor. Alright, back to the color question. We're good now. Let's see. In terms of color, I like pink, tan, dark, black. I don't like pink cocks. They just... I don't know. It's just... No. Tan... Well, I mean, tan is like... just average. And dark black. Okay. It's not often that I find black guys attractive. I usually tend to find black girls very attractive. Like, if they're, like, yeah. Yeah, like, I think black girls are absolutely gorgeous. Black guys, on the other hand, I don't really have much attraction to black guys. Like, it depends. Like, there's some, but not a whole lot. So, I'm gonna go with... Let's go with tan. For that. Okay. Next. It's a disembodied penis! It's got a foreskin, but it's disembodied! I hate disembodied penises. They just look so weird. They really do. So, I think this dick is above average, average, or small. It's small. It is a little bugger. It's cute. I want to put, like, clothes on it or something. Okay. Next one is, like, he's holding it up. And it's, like, going up. And, oh my god. I can see the circumcision scar. I feel so sorry for this kid. And, like, the head is, like, giant! It's got like a fucking huge ass mushroom head on it. And that circumcision scar is just... No. So let's see, here we go. So appearance and aesthetic wise, I think this guy's cock is gorgeous. It's how I like a cock to look, perfect. Very pretty, but not perfect. I think I like it. Average looking, nothing special. Unique and odd looking, I don't really think I like it. Or ugly, I hate it. Unfortunately, I have to go with ugly, I hate it. Because there's not... Because, I mean, it's fine, you know, it's a dick, it's a cock, it's a penis, whatever the hell you want to call it. Fine. But just, like, the head is, like, ginormous. And, like I said, you can tell... You can see the circumcision scar. And circumcised cocks are weird enough looking as it is. It just adds, and I feel sorry for every guy who has ever been circumcised. I really do. I apologize. I don't know why they did it to you, but I apologize. On behalf of them, I apologize. I'm so sorry. But it adds insult to injury when you're hard and you can tell where the scar is. Like, and you can see the scar. Sometimes you can't see the scar, but when you can, it's... I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry, guys. I really, really apologize. Okay. So next... This is asking for a preference question. And it's got, like, it's actually got a diagram of the penis and a full, like, it's basically anatomy of the penis, you know. And, you know, it explains what everything is, you know, you've got the glands, the foreskin, shaft, and urethromatus. Oh my god, there's an artery in the penis? Okay, that just sounded really bad. I should have known that. So much for my healthcare training. Of course there's an artery in the penis, Emmy. There's also the erectile tissue that makes up your clitoris. Good job. Now I feel smart. Yay. Anyways, and the question is, my favorite part of the penis is the veins, size, curve, head, shaft, other. I'm going with other. And really, because I have to pick one, and I can't just pick one. So, and I want to pick multiple ones. Like, for example, I like the veins. I love the veins. I've already explained my thing with veins. And let's throw arteries in there too. Blood vessels in general, just they make me shiver. Yeah, I like blood vessels. And if that makes me sound like a creep, I don't fucking care. I could give two shits less. Anyways, what's next? And size, I don't mind size so much. As long as you know, size isn't a big concern, because as long as you know how to use it, and you know what you're doing with it, and you know how to maximize that use of it, you know, like, how to best use it to get your partner off in the best and most intense way possible, good for you. Awesome. Like, if it is itsy bitsy and really thin, you better know how to work that shit. Or if it's, like, really big and really thick, or whatever the thing is, know how to use it and know what the fuck you're doing. Your partner will thank you. I don't care if they're male, female, purple people eater, what the fuck ever they are. Know what you're doing with your cock. Anyways, so size doesn't bother me, although I, like, overall, although I will say I do like them thick. curve doesn't bother me so much. Head? Yeah. That has to do with, you know, I like giving blowjobs, so, yeah. And shaft, because that's where the veins are, and that's where it's, you know, where it's thick. So, yeah. Okay. Now the next question is to refer to a chart. What the fuck? Oh, I thought that was, like, mushrooms. Oh my god. No, it's, different cockheads. Like, different shapes of cockheads. So, yeah. So, in terms of head shape, I like mushroom-shaped, aka big and defined with deep ridge. Helmet-shaped, aka somewhat bigger than the shaft with ridge. Round cap, aka rounded with no particular shape or ridge. Bell end, which is sloped and shaped like a bell. Bullet-shaped, which is the same as the shaft, tapers towards the top. Or arrowhead, smaller than the shaft and pointed. You know, I never thought about that. Like, I never thought about it, because I just thought all cockheads looked the same. I have been corrected. I stand corrected now. How about that? So, I'd have to go with helmet-shaped, I guess. Like I said, I never thought of it. Thought about it. Alright, next is, oh my god, look at this woman's nails. Anyways. Next one is the picture is this girl, like, holding it, and she's just kind of looking at it funny. And who's got some long-ass fucking nails. And it's got, like, a giant head. And it says, let's see, The head of this guy's dick is perfect. I love a big mushroom head. Huge. I kind of like it. Indifferent. Size, shape doesn't matter. Too big. I don't really like it. Me, personally, I don't like it, but I really don't care one way or the other, so I'm going to go with indifferent. This one is a girl giving a hand job, obviously. And I think this is referring to, like, not just unclipped, but clipped guys too. Sometimes you still have some movement, I think. I don't know, I could be wrong on that. I mean, I could be really wrong, because, I mean, my equipment is made different. Like, technically girls have penises too, but they're just in the form of the clitoris instead. And, I mean, but it does the same thing, but it's purely made of, like, erectile tissue, so, I mean, it does the same thing, you know. It gets hard, it gets longer, and, yeah. And then after you are sated, it, you know, does this thing. It's, so, a phallus is a phallus is a phallus, but, yeah. Anyways. In terms of shaft mobility, I like a little bit of movement, but not much. A lot of skin movement, gliding effect. No movement at all, tight and taut. I don't like tight and taut, because, I mean, because then you end up, sometimes you end up wasting lube like that, which is no fun for anybody. I don't really care one way or the other, but I do like being the skin being able to move. I'll go with a little bit of movement. Alright. Now is the ultimate question of clipped versus unclipped. I think clipped cocks look weird. I've gone over this multiple times. But I do think circumcised penises look weird. That's not to say I won't fuck a guy who's clipped, because, I mean, obviously I have a small handful, and have not yet been able to, you know, play around with a guy who's not clipped. Well, I did, but we didn't get far. I never got to touch it while it was unclipped, and then he had to go get it clipped, and I didn't get to touch it until after that, but it still had some movement, obviously. So, yeah. But overall, I prefer uncut. It looks more natural. Alright. This is another aesthetics question. And it's just a standard looking penis. And it says, judging by the appearance and overall size. This is 19A, by the way. Judging by appearance and overall size, I think that this cock is the most perfect dick I've ever seen. Wouldn't change a thing about it. Really nice, but not sure if I'd consider it perfect. Decent, I'm indifferent. Not at all my idea of a perfect looking dick. Or don't like it at all. I'm indifferent, honestly. I don't care one way or the other. And that one was clipped, by the way. And now it's got another one that's unclipped. And it's the same questions. And I mean, it's the same. Like, there's nothing super special about it. Aside from the fact that it's got a foreskin, there's nothing really special about it. It's not really much to write home about. So, once again, indifferent. Goodness. This one's asking about, you know, size, you know. So, when it comes to size and performance, I believe size matters. I like bigger than average dick. Size matters kinda. Be at least average, aka explain further length versus girth. Size doesn't matter truly and only about how you use it. Size doesn't matter much, but it is about performance and size shape to a degree. I'd go with the last one. Because, you know, it's like they say, it's not the size of the ship, it's how you, it's the motion of the ocean. Which is actually pretty true. Because, I mean, you don't need to have, like monster cock. No. You don't need that. But you need to be able to at least know what you're doing with it. And how to use it. And how to hit all those perfect little spots inside the magical land of cunt. Inside that magical vortex that is the lady, that is the female vagina. To make your girl scream. If that's your aim. So, yeah. But, I mean, size overall isn't important. I mean, have something. At least. But, and I mean, well, actually, me personally, I do prefer, I do like a bit of girth, you know? I do like a degree of thickness, so, just to throw that out there. Yeah, but as long as you know how to use it, and you know what you're doing with it, I don't care. Go at it. Go out of town. Go to town. I don't care. So, that's it. So, let's see what my result is. No. Okay. Wow. Okay. So my result says I am a sweetheart when it comes to phallics. That it was 37% naughty and 42% sweet. And that I am an overall phallic enthusiast. Okay. We'll go with that one. Sure. Sure, yeah. Anyway, so that was me taking the remastered penis preference test. I hope y'all enjoyed, and I hope y'all didn't mind my technical difficulties and my being half asleep while doing it. So, yeah. I think I'm gonna go to bed now. So, y'all have fun. Have a good night. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.